Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that Sean Coyne is with us, folks. Sean is, he and his brother Kevin Coyne have written a book called Brain Steering, A Better Approach to Breakthrough Ideas. It's all about just looking at the creative process in a way that maybe you already know about. And Sean has a few decades of experience as a business consultant working for other companies, but now he and his brother work for their own company, and they call it the Coyne Partnership. And Sean's our new friend. Sean Coyne, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's nice to talk to you. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here on the show, and thank you for being here. Thank you, and congratulations, I should say, to you and your brother on your book, Brain Steering. My audience knows about brainstorming,
yes,
because over the years we've talked about brainstorming quite a bit. We've had experts on the show who are creative experts, and we talk about creativity a lot on this show. And so what I want you to do, the obvious thing, is to get you to explain to us the difference between brainstorming and brain steering.
Absolutely. Both approaches are really trying to accomplish the same thing, obviously. But they're very different in the way that they go after it. Brainstorming is really more of an unfocused activity that takes people's creative energy and scatters it around in different directions. A lot of times if you ask people who have just come out of a brainstorming session what happened, they'll say, you know, gosh, we bounced around from topic to topic. There were 20 people in there, and sort of three people were talking, and the other 17 were kind of being quiet, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that we try to do with brain steering is to take all of people's creative energy and steer it in a more consistently productive direction by basically following two key principles. The first is what we call asking the right question.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
Who's doing the steering? See, because this is what concerns me about brain steering. Just what I've learned about it since I've known about you guys and your book is when with brainstorming. You typically think that no one cares whose idea it is. No one cares what the idea is. It can be crazy. It can be off the wall. Anything is available to put on the table, and you never know what you're going to get. And you're right. It might be something wacky. It might be unproductive, but it might be a great idea. When you say brain steering, you want to ask the right questions. That sounds like something's in charge. Someone's in charge.
You can do brain steering either on your own, just like you can do brainstorming on your own if you're sitting down, just, you know, popping a list of things out on a list, or you can do it in groups. And really, it's the process that's in charge, not a specific individual, although you can certainly have a person leading your group in brain steering, just like most people have a person who leads their group.
But doesn't having someone focusing you in a certain direction, doesn't that limit creativity?
Actually, it limits your thinking, but it doesn't limit your creativity. Let me explain why.
All right.
What tends to happen when people attack a problem is that it is very hard to focus their energy. If I were to ask you, hey, we've got our company here today, and how can we increase profits? Ready, go.
Right.
What happens is everybody's mind goes off in 15 different directions, and they never quite get traction on any one direction.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a whole group of people in the room doing that, you know, the problem is then just multiplied. But if I were to ask you a very focused question like, how can we increase profits by eliminating the biggest hassle that our customers currently face? Or if I were to focus your question by saying, wait a minute, how can we sell more by finding customers that are using our product already in unusually large quantities? And then getting more customers to use it for that same purpose.
And then do you allow brainstorming on that approach?
Yeah. What you do is once you've got this very tight, focused question, then everybody contributes, or if you're working alone, you know, you start listing out things yourself. And with that degree of focus, you now sort of know where to pay attention. And what you also do is, instead of bouncing around from idea to idea just after 10 seconds or so, because you take one of these questions and you stay on the same question for like 20 or 30 minutes, then when the ideas start coming out, you're able to get past the first few ideas that tend to be, you know, just off the top of your head and sort of mediocre, and start to get to better ideas, because you start to go, well, okay, that idea is not great, but you know what? That makes me think of this other idea that's better. Or that idea has this problem, but wait, we could fix it by doing that. Or that idea won't work everywhere, but oh, wait, it could work over here. And if we're concentrating over here, then we could do this, this, and this to make it work better. And so it's a way to really focus the attention and then stick with things long enough to get past the original mediocre ideas to the really great ideas later.
This makes a lot of sense to me. I just have to say, though, that if you're leading a group, if you're the owner and you're leading a brain steering session with your people, my concern is that sometimes the alpha member of a team or of a company tends to presume that they already know a lot of what's wrong, and they impose their ideas on the group. And so I guess what I'm getting at is if you don't set this thing upright, it could look like, oh, well, here's another session and listen to the boss go off on his ideas.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that we talk about in the book is the importance of preparing for the session. A good brain steering session is way more productive, but it does require more work on the front end to get the questions figured out right and that kind of stuff, because what you want is to let the process generate the ideas and not let one person dominate. One way that you do that, for example, is in most brainstorming groups, because you've got all 20 people in the room at the same time, you do have that problem where two or three people dominate the conversation and nobody else can get a word in edgewise, or people are intimidated from speaking up, and especially if the boss is in the room, okay? One of the things that we advocate is, if you're going to have 20 people think about something today, take that group of 20, have them meet all together so that someone can lay out the clear objectives at the beginning, explain to them this concept of right questions and stuff, but then when they start actually working on the questions, you split them up into five groups of four people each. Because in a small group of four people, the social dynamic is that everybody gets a chance to talk, and in fact, everybody expects to talk, because otherwise they feel like they're not carrying their weight.
So the essence of brain steering is the creative process where you go off on your brainstorming, but you make sure that you're asking it the right questions, and that, so you're steering it with the right questions, and then you can do the brainstorming. That's the way it sounds like to me. Give us the website, please, for your brain steering.
Absolutely. It's called www.brainsteering.com.
Brainsteering.com. Our guest is Sean Coyne. He and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask him if anybody can be creative.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.